I mean, if you were teaching in university, now through the years, did you find more educators in other universities and colleagues of your own? Did you travel to meet other people to talk about this?
Well, yes, I did, in a way, when I went with the students. Mm-hmm. But they hadn't had the background that I had had in science. They didn't understand the subjective aspect at all. Mm-hmm. And it makes me just wonder, what are we teaching in physical education? Not to know movement. Mm-hmm. I owe so much to my biological training and just understanding those forces. Then, Dr. Dawson in Physiology of Exercise, my goodness, how what I learned from him came to the point. That was where I got the idea of what rhythm really is. You know that isolated muscle stimulus that you sort of had done before? Well, it was an isolated muscle that was put up, and then there was a marker on a rotating drum with smoke paper, and then the muscle was stimulated and it made this kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But there's the whole story. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell it to me, but I got it from there, just the same. You never heard the word rhythm used. Well, you could just see it.
But this is happening all the time.
Well, the movement can't take place any other way. You have to wait for the nerve impulse. Now look, Buff, now look at this. What's happened there? What happened if this went from there to there?
Well, the relaxation.
Well, it stopped the stimulus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's work on it and getting the awareness of that. He's going to study perception.
Mm-hmm.
And the person knows very well that. And they're going to get them, once they understand their flex and circulation, they can come up to create their own movement. But just taking the arm and the rotation and circumduction and all of that, well, look, when you start just as a structure, it starts coming, look what happens. And now I'm going to do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different.
That's right. As an observer, I can see it.
You can
feel it as
a... You can feel it.
Your own object.
Right. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Were you influenced, or did you feel that you've influenced any of the dance artists, the performers, particularly not necessarily educated?
Well, those that had danced that have gone into professional work from here, I'm sure, mm-hmm. that the work they had here was.
Right.
I don't know. You don't know how people think.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that interests me is with students, and after 50 years, to hear them say how much value they have, how about a sustaining value. It had been just in their life. They haven't danced, they've been married and have families. Those are the things that I like to teach for, not for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But just in my goodness, just how many who have done it, and we just loved our little home fun programs and all that.
Have you seen it? Didn't Steven Pinker retired in 1953 or 54?
I think 54.
54 from university. But he's still been continuing teaching
mm-hmm.
periodically at different universities.
And
of course,
still love it.
You still love it. Do you notice any change in the students? Can you see over the years the dance is changing?
I don't know that dance is changing, because dance is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's outside forms may be changing.
Do you think students' attitudes toward it are changing?
Well, I think they're much more things than they can dance than they were before.
Oh, yes.
Oh, when you look around, you almost think the whole world is dancing. but not again. The people that dance a lot of the time. But anyway, it's a dance spirit that's going on. But it isn't a dance as a creative body dance. And of course, I'm so interested in that because of the value to self that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether anybody sees any of the students dancing.
As long as they are.
As long as what is dancing, and that is the whole focus of interest. The other is secondary.
But it is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because if anything else, the students like to communicate and express and communicate these things that they have found.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. But my interest isn't in getting on stage. I think they should have their own program. And it'll be a very sound experience and training if they want to go on into the advanced work overhead.
Did you find any other teachers, maybe not, that might have been teaching along this line of students? Did they come from other teachers who may have been teaching this way? Did you find any, especially Mary Wigbond?
Well, Mary Wigbond didn't teach this way.
she didn't read one of your people who extended you her might.
But that I don't know. I think we had two children too who had to have some work and with different stuff. But that was in the later years after the Martha Gems and the Doris Humphreys and the Hanya Holmes.
That's what I wondered, if there were any of these people.
Oh, yes, there have been some, too. But that's entirely different thing. And the domination of the of the Holmes and the Martha Gems and all. But if you are, that's all right too, if that's what they want to do. But I'm talking about it as a creative artist company. It didn't exist that much for them. But you know, the students that went from here did very well because they could adapt and enjoy it too because they knew what they were doing.
They may even have said that on professional companies, but attribute what they know here for you.
And the girls that, well, you see, they keep themselves, they don't know it, but that's what they do.
I think you had some important things.
Well, just better remind them.
Where do you think that might belong, or do you think that has a particular place in the academic?
Oh, I know, that is a good question. You know, and I don't know how to answer it because of the way the setup. That is, there is this, that I think that those who are especially interested in the dance being out of the department is that in the department, the way it is, they cannot give the setup that will let dance use its force.
Are you talking about in physical education?
Yes, in physical education. That is the only thing that I see, that is the thing, if the dance, here, that if dance is to be put in the educational curriculum, now I don't care where it is myself. I could teach in a barn, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. But if it is going to be put in a program, it should be put in for something that it can do that no other subject can do. Don't you see? Now, the physical education budget isn't possible to give a theater and the costuming and the staging and all of that if it's going to be carried to a professional. But they can do just as good a job with cooperation right within the physical education department at the new place office. Sometimes I kind of think it might be better, I don't know.
It kind of depends on how dance can grow, no matter what it might be, is that right? If dance can grow, it can be
several places. Yes, dance is surely. It's just space. Just space, that's all you need. But there is this theater love and all, and to perform, and that's all right, too. Now then, because that is what dance does that geography can't do, or that basketball can't do, or that swimming can't do. I mean, it has its own entity. And so often, it is taken and put in because, oh, it's such good exercise. Well, that's the last reason in the world that dance should not be thought of as that. Other activities can do it just as well as dance. Flexibility and endurance and strength. The thing that should be put in for is for what it can do and nothing else. Now that is the thing that we can teach to do.
Say that what again? They can find?
Oh, they discover, with the way the movement is used in dance, that they are responsible for the sensations of movement and responsible. They are the only receptors of the sensations of their own movement, and they alone are responsible for the responses.
If you, final question here. If you could, was there anything you would change in the career that you've had or in that? Do you think things have come a long way from your perspective as far as that is concerned?
Oh, mercy, I don't know how other people are thinking and doing. I haven't been around enough to know that.
Well, in the years that you were teaching actively, you must have had a feeling of the pulse of growth about
that. Oh, yes, because I grew so in the concept. Oh, heavens, yes. I mean, more believing, more and more believing. And when I hear this is persons, I don't think it would go on yet. Well, when I was back at the alumni dinner, you know, I went in May, or the June, whenever it was, and at the Wisconsin, it would happen to be the 50th year of the class of 19, partly the 50th anniversary, that would be 20.
Yeah. What about that? 1922?
Yes, 1921, 1922.
Mm-hmm.
And every girl that was there, I think I had had in class. And mm-hmm. It was simply marvelous to see them, and the thing that I wanted to know was had what they had gotten had it in any way sustained them in time of difficulty or found any nourishing and that is a nourishing value from it. And oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. The many others in there and the husbands and all of my I remember once a person sent me a cooking science monitor and somebody had married a dance major from here and he just wrote an article about it and what her philosophy had meant to their married life. Those are the things I like to hear.
That there's a carryover.
Oh, in life. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's to make a life that is creative and has quality. I have some place in what I'm writing now, and the thing is that they find, it seems in this kind of dance experience, can find value and meaning that they can carry over, a quality way of life that they can carry over in the way of adult living, so that they won't have one quality behavior on Sunday and another for family and friends and another for business. Those are the things that I like to have them get because they learn it's up to me. It's their own responsibility.
What do you think is, what is the greatest value that you would like to have the students in dance discover?
I think it would be a knowledge of self. It would be the first thing, so that they learn in this that they are the recipient of the sensations of their own act. So out in life would be they are the recipient of the kind of behavior. There's a comeback of that. And so that if they behave so that they are true to their self-image, they discover that not only am I the recipient of the sensations of my own act, but I also am responsible for I'm responsible for my own reaction. And so it's a question of the feedback. It's just like the feedback in the movement sensation. And you can really behave in a way that the feedback will give you the right image of yourself. By that, by right image, I mean the image of the self you would like to be.
Where do you feel dance belongs in the educational curriculum?
Well, first of all, to me, it wouldn't matter what department it is in if it could be taught in a manner that it would contribute to a philosophy of education, which in its broadest sense means educating for a good way of life. No matter where it is included, it should be included for values that is offered by no other subject. And as far as the physical education department is concerned, it's quite natural that it might be included there because its medium is movement. And I would like to add here, there is something that we must not forget, and that had it not been for women's physical education, the leaders in physical education, that several years back, we would not have dance in our schools today. Maybe that might have happened. But at that time, when I first began my study in dance, there were no departments of dance. But the women who were at the head of the department felt that physical education was not fulfilling what they had hoped for just through sports and games and gymnastics. And it was they who offered dance in whatever form they could find it. And it was very much in its beginning, and that's how dance in the beginning was a part of physical education. But that is how dance started in physical education departments. They were given, it was those departments, those early women who gave it a chance. And we must be ever grateful.
All right.
But since it isn't, but since dance is in the physical education department, it ought to be included because of very special contributions that it has to make. It shouldn't be offered because it teaches flexibility and endurance and strength.
Because
those values of movement can be taught in other ways. Of course, dance has to use endurance and strength and flexibility. That is not dance's unique contribution. It employs those forces. Its special contribution that has concerned me is
the art usage of movement, which makes of movement dance.
What was happening in New York in the arts at the time you were there?
Well, it was a time of revolt. Painters were revolting the old techniques and disciplines, and it was the same way with music, and it was also very evident in dance. I went to studios where they were teaching, we'll say at that time, modern dance, but I found it was as rigid in its disciplines as the technique. The point was, they were different movements, but were as rigidly disciplined, and always was dictated by the instructor whom the class tried to emulate. I was fortunate because of a whole season of ballet, which I enjoyed, of course, from the spectacle of it, but was very much disappointed in movement because, again, the same movements were employed, but only throughout the programs, but in different costumes and with different music. I still couldn't find something that was creative. Of course, I appreciated the exquisite technique and control that it displayed, but again, very little creative work. Now, I must say that I saw some beautiful dancers in the ballet style, but I was looking for something different, which I did find in Isadora Duncan's dancing. I saw her several times, and she was highly dramatic, and it was the audience response to her was something that interested me very much. It was terrific, both in its sincerity and audience response. I did feel, however, that it was too personal and emotional. I felt, again, the lack of discipline.